Hello, I'm Joey Haskins, and welcome back to You've Never Seen, in which I showcase a movie you've probably never seen before. One of the most celebrated and yet widely underrated minds of the film industry is the late, great Peter Bogdanovich. You name it, he did it. He was a director, an actor, a writer, a producer, a critic, and a film historian. I feel that if anybody wants to get into film, they should have an idea of what the history of film is like. Peter established that very early in his career, when he was inspired by the old screwball comedies of the 30s and Bugs Bunny cartoons, to make a new comedy reminiscent of that and create one of my favorite comedies of all time, What's Up, Doc? What's Up, Doc was made in 1972 and was Peter's second film ever after directing The Last Picture Show, which was nominated for 8 Oscars and won 2. And although it didn't receive as much attention as Last Picture Show, What's Up, Doc is a beloved comedy classic. The film star, Barbara Streisand, had wanted to work with Bogdanovich after seeing Last Picture Show, hoping for a dramatic film, but was disappointed that it was a comedy. But Bogdanovich did laud Streisand for her natural comedic talent. The script was written in only a few months, with Bonnie and Clyde writers Robert Benton and David Newman penning one draft and Buck Henry penning another. Benton has praised Bogdanovich for making a modern version of Bringing Up Baby and saying he's the only one who could have done it. The story is as follows. Ryan O'Neill plays a dweeby musicologist, Howard Bannister, who stumbles upon Streisand's character, Judy, who wants to stir up trouble after finding him in a hotel they're staying at. But chaos ensues as 4 completely identical bags are in the hotel during their stay. One containing Howard's experimental rocks, one containing Judy's clothes, one containing jewels of a rich woman staying at the hotel, which are trying to be stolen, and one containing secret government documents, which have been stolen and are being retrieved by a government agent. As the bags are switched and mixed up, more chaos ensues as Judy continuously meddles in Howard's life. She poses as his wife instead of the tightly wound Eunice played by Madeline Kahn in her first ever film role. Judy is trying her hardest to get a grant for Howard from his intellectual Larrabee, who is played by Austin Pendleton, instead of Simon, a fellow music guy who is supposedly based on caustic critic John Simon. All this conflict results in an epic chase scene across the streets of San Francisco, based on the iconic chase in Bullet, except funnier. This chase alone cost $1 million to shoot, which was a quarter of their budget, and was shot in 19 days and involved 32 men, creating what is an 11-minute chase scene. There's one scene involving a glass pane, which took almost 5 days alone. A chase so chaotic, it created permanent damage to the city of San Francisco and forced all films from then on to require permits to shoot. The film was also carried by the impeccable chemistry between O'Neill and Streisand, which was really lightning in a bottle, especially when the next time they start together, it was panned by critics and audiences. Not to mention great performances from Kahn, Pendleton, and Kenneth Mars, who plays Hugh Simon, who I mentioned earlier. And of course, the rest of the physical comedy in the film is stellar. It takes a lot of planning and practice to get the perfect physical gag right, so the fact that there's so many in this film is a humongous feat. And much like other screwball comedies, the dialogue is very fast-paced. There's a specific scene where the characters are at a luncheon and they're all talking, leading to the dialogue going a million miles a minute, even after going under a table. Apparently, while filming this scene, all the actors performed it really fast, and once the scene was done, Bogdanovich told them to perform it even faster. And although she didn't get her dramatic film, Streisand remembers the production very fondly, including an instance where she made a Greek dinner with the help of Austin Pendleton's wife. What's Up, Doc was the 3rd highest grossing film of 1972, behind The Godfather and The Poseidon Adventure. It won a WGA award for Best Comedy Written for the Screen, and Madeline Kahn was nominated for a Golden Globe for her role. Bogdanovich's legacy has been well established, with an extensive library of memoirs and many people seeing him as an inspiration. What's Up, Doc has earned its place as one of his best and continues to be funny over 50 years later. You can stream the film for free on Tubi, or you can check it out at your local library. The lead up to the 50th episode has already begun, but before we get to it in 2 weeks, next week, we have another top 10 list. With Weston Media Center, I'm Joey Haskins, and I'll see you all next time.